Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to share one of my favorite songs that is so dear to my heart. And I'd like everyone to join in with me and sing it.
We are fighting for a time, and we will surely win. With our Savior, the universal King, we're united with our nation, and it's all right again. So let us rise, we must come, fight for your home. Fight, oh, we must come, fight for your home. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation, fight for your home. Freedom, justice, and equality, we now must have. 400 years in the slave of the devil, lost from our home. So let us rise, we must come, fight for your own. Fight, oh, we must come, fight for your own. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation, fight for your own. The earth belongs to the righteous, fight for your own. All I get you, my national, the sun, the moon, the stars, the best of its creation is given to you. So let us rise, we must come, fight for your own. Fight, oh, we must come, fight for your own. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation, fight. If you're not our national, the sun, the moon, the stars, the rest of its creation is given to you. So let us rise, we must come, fight for your own. Fight, oh, we must come, fight for your own. Fight for your nation, and we will all be free. Fight for your nation.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm Sister Pamela K. Muhammad, and tonight we're going to definitely be discussing our beautiful minister. We are the defenders of our minister. We also have articles from Jamie Mayo, Monroe, Louisiana. I will be reading that article when the minister came to Monroe, Louisiana in December. And there was a lot of controversy going on about that also. But with that, let me digress and open up in the name of Allah, who came in the person of Master Farouk Muhammad. We thank him so much. We thank him so much. And we also are very, very grateful that Master Farouk Muhammad, who raised the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, he is the one and only Exalted Christ. And we further thank him for leading in our midst today the most honorable Louis Farrakhan, who we love so dearly and who we pray that Allah blesses him. We also pray this upcoming, excuse me, I'm so excited, but February the 23rd through the 25th is our anniversary. We celebrate the coming of Master Farouk Muhammad, who came to 9,000 miles to raise a black man, woman, first and foremost, and to ultimately give the whole world a chance to submit to his teachings, to his authority. But you have a choice to submit or not. But with that, we thank him for coming. I know he gave me life, so he is definitely our savior, and we are striving to be his little savior. So with that, we're going to bring in our beloved, look like our beautiful sister is here. And also we're expecting our dear brother, Daniel Muhammad, also to come on in. So with that, we're going to bringing our beloved sister. And we are going to also be expecting Brother Maurice to be on. He haven't got here quite yet. But nevertheless, let me open up the line for our dear sister, Brenda G. as in God, Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Well, alaikum, sister, how are you? And thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's always such an honor and a pleasure to have you on to share the beautiful gift that Allah has, you know, given you. Thank you so much. So with that, let's see if our other brothers are, if our brothers are ready to join us. Just hit the one when you are ready to come on. I will unmute you. Mike's brothers. So with that, as I was opening up, in the name of Allah, we are so grateful in this time of year, and every day of the year, I try to be grateful, no matter what's going on in my life, because I know that no matter what it is that I'm going through, that there is someone definitely bigger and able to right the wrongs. And so with that, we definitely are so grateful in this time of year for the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. We are so, so grateful. And so with that, let's see. Check on and make sure that everyone is here. Okay, let me make sure. Okay, with that, sister, tonight we will be discussing. Man, we will be discussing a bit of an article from Monroe, Louisiana. You know, where I'm located, where the mayor, recently got criticized for having our beloved minister and giving him a key to the city. Also, we had this past Tuesday, a panel of different people of different race backgrounds to discuss the really vital the problem between black and white. It just be real, the injustice that we do not have, that we have been fighting for, seem like forever, but it's since we've been over in America. So we will be discussing the article where Jamie Mayo said, I read it earlier, and I got a little angry when it was kept referring to our beloved brother as a hater, that type of ignorance. But nevertheless, we're going to dive into that. Yes, ma'am. Also, we do have, hopefully, the clip will cooperate. Well, we have Selena Johnson, the beautiful singer, as they say, Black History Month, but of course, every day is Black History. So we will be playing a bit of her. Hopefully, the clip will, act properly tonight. So we'll be playing a bite of that, because she said he is, of all the people, and I have a lot of inspiration of our people, too, as, mentors, leaders, such and such. But as she said, he stands out the most to her. It was so beautiful to hear that, because, let's be real, the Melons get a bad rap, and for her to have the courage enough to stand in front of the world and say, my mentor or my inspiration is no other than the most honorable Louis Farrakhan. So it just gives me chills to not, to even just say it. So may Allah bless her for that. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Absolutely. May Allah bless her and the kindness of her heart. It's not strange to me that especially those in government, state and worldwide government, are so up in arms, concerning the Honorable Louis Farrakhan receiving something as what would seem as simple as a key to a city.
Yes.
And one of the things that I would like to express tonight concerning that is that it's more involved than him just receiving the key to a city. That is a position in government. It is Allah bearing witness to the fact that he is bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth, where there will be a new government and there will be new rulers. And I think that our people have been lulled into thinking that this government is the way it's going to be forever. And so they think that they have been taught properly concerning the law and the law of God, which it's not possible. They have not. Even the law of man comes from God. It's just in the way that he decided, those powers that be, decided that they wanted to implement that law and how they wanted to execute that law over the people who come under that law. And we have spent 400 years not knowing who we are and involuntarily submitting to this government, which was not all man's doing. Allah had a big hand in that. Why? Because we had disobeyed God and rebelled against the laws of God. So he predicted, he told us that this was going to be the way that it is. It's all in the scripture. But the Honorable Louis Farrakhan receiving the key to that city is bearing witness to the fact that all of that is about to change. That as we become more righteous in our dealings, that this brings into fruition another government. Of course, it's the devil's way to cause confusion in the minds of our people. They don't know which way is up right now, and I understand that. But just using common sense will tell you that you have had these people to mistreat us under their government for 400 plus years. Now God's government is coming in. The kingdom of God on earth is coming. Do we actually expect that God would bring about his kingdom and then rule over us with the same laws that imprisoned us? No, I don't think so. So this is an indication, because see, one thing we have to understand, the government reads the Bible. They know the Quran. You understand what I'm saying? They know the laws of God. They know how many there are, but most of our people don't. And so as babies just coming out of bondage, of course God does not want to pile a whole lot upon us at one time. We have to learn a few things at a time and master that and then go to the next level. It's a process. It's a process. But for them to deny the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, the key to that city is, I don't want to say it's a declaration of war. We'll have to go into that at another time. But him being the diplomat that he is and representing the Nation of Islam, that was like a slap in the face for them to say, no, you can't give him the key to the city. Why not? This is what I would like for them to tell me. Why do you think that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan is not worthy of the key to a city where he has raised up more people in their city than every church on every corner and every phase of government they have always had since they brought us over here on slave ships, if that makes sense? Now, I know a lot of our people don't follow the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, but that is because he is being represented to you by people who really don't have your best interest at heart. People who have been placed in our community, such as preachers, who they see as power, who speak for God, and they say, be against this man. But I have a problem accepting those type of things from someone who looks just like me telling me to be against, that's like telling me to go against my own mother and father. You understand what I'm saying? And in order for me to be a part of their, have a relationship with them or a friendship, I have to turn against my own brother and sister.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And that makes no sense. That alone, just that thought alone. And then to actually put down the things that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan says without thorough knowledge of his words. And there is no preacher, I want to say this and be perfectly clear, there is no preacher of the gospel who preaches the book of the Bible that should honestly be able to say, this is why I go against the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Don't they realize that they're speaking against themselves right in the face of the people when he's jumping off the pages of the scripture to be who he is? So for them to do that, what causes them to look at his good works and try to convince the people that he's evil, that he teaches hate? This is what I want the people. It's time. I need, Sister Pamela, I need for the people to think. I will continue to dwell on that. I will continue to express on that. I'm snapping my fingers saying, wake up, wake up. I need for you to think. I need for you to stop being sheeple. I need for you to stop being sheep, dumb animals, following a goat because you don't know the voice of your own. I need for you to investigate what we're saying when we say God is a man. You have to understand that they ruled over us for 400 years as our God. We have to get away from this spooky belief that God is somebody that's floating around in the sky that's going to do everything for us. And then when God stands a man up, like the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and I can just go on, Prophet Noble Drew Ali, Haile Selassie, Marcus Garvey. When God stands these men up, you don't want anything to do with them if they're not wanting to have anything to do with Caucasian people and them having a hand in ruling over us. I need for you to think about these things.
Yes, ma'am.
I rest
so
my mic.
Praises be to Allah. That's absolutely beautiful, sister. Oh, my God. That's absolutely beautiful. You're absolutely right. And that's what we definitely should ask ourselves. But with that, let me rest my mic and bring in our beloved brother.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Maurice and Brother Daniel. How are you, brothers, tonight?
Alaikum salam. Fine by the grace of Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam. Doing fine by Allah's grace. Good to be amongst the family again.
Yes, sir. Always, definitely.
Always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, as you can hear, our dear sister definitely opened up their door and brought God right on in, as she always does. Praise be to Allah. And she's absolutely right. And I would just like to ask our people again, if we are supposed to be free, as they say we are, then why aren't you able or given the right to think for yourself and to have them to contend to tell you where can you go, who can you listen to, who determine, you know, who are your leaders, right? Who is your God? I mean, if you are really free by God himself, and you're supposed to have been free by so-called the Constitution of America, and then say to yourself, I've got the right to go listen to this man if I choose to, or I don't have, you know, or if I choose not to. But you do not, and I mean do not have the right to tell me who, what, and where, and how, and when to jump and to scratch it and not itching. So ask yourself that. That's the thing. So with that, yes, our beloved minister came to Monroe, Louisiana, and I love it. You know, it opened up the minds. Whether you agree or disagree, definitely it has started, and this fire cannot be put out because this is the last way of bringing our people to the truth. And some are going to, yes, ma'am, some are going to, as the saying goes in the nation of Islam, accept it or leave it alone. So you have the right. Choose it. You know, if you want to, you have the right to. What I'm saying, I'm not telling you to believe what I believe, but at least listen and hear for yourself. You are not slaves. You are of God. And that's Minister Lewis Ferguson said on his past tweet, or I hate to call it tweet, it's so much more than that. But greatness is yours. And those of us that do not strive to be the best that we can, that's why we are suffering. That's why we have stress on us. As he says, stress on the mind, which can run you absolutely crazy because we're not stepping into our rightfulness. We're not stepping into our godness.
That's right.
And that's for we are
right.
Suffering as a people. And with that, I digress. I will read just a bit of what the mayor said. But I must say this, Mayor, I bless our mayor, Jeremy Mayo, because thus far, and I know he's getting a lot of heat, but the brother is standing up, and I'm so proud of him now. Just ask a lot to, you know, bless him and his family. We love our brother. He gave the key to Brother Neary, who he just loved. He came to our study group. He also gave the minister two keys because he gave one to told Brother Neary. He gave him one. Then he said, this one is for Minister Farrakhan. And tell Minister Farrakhan that he's always open to come here. And when he's ready to come here or available to come here, I will have him here. That's what the mayor said. And he kept his word. I mean, you know, the enemy or whoever, white enemies, as well as black when you say, you know, somewhere against him. But the thing of it, the brother kept his word, and I'm so proud of him. So with them, just going to read a bit of the article. It's not very long. And the things that, as I said, that's there, you know, saying and trying to put, you know, the pressure on our mayor to make him, you know, to denounce Mr. Farrakhan. But by the grace of Allah, he's standing with that. Mayor. Yes, ma'am. Mayor. Nothing Farrakhan said. Monroe Mayor, Janet Mayo, says he believes the Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan spoke the truth when the racially divisive figure spoke in Monroe last December of evil white folk trying to undermine blacks and black public officials. Mayo was referring to his visit with Farrakhan on December 15, 2017 at the Monroe Regional Airport after the hate group leader, and I hate when they call him that, but let me digress, had attended his granddaughter's graduation at Grambling State University. At that time, Monroe police provided Farrakhan with a police escort, and Mayo presented him with a key to the city. The second time, Mayo bestowed that honor on Minister Farrakhan. Expressing surprise that his exchange with Farrakhan upset many citizens, Mayo defended the hate group leader's remark during his State of the City address last week at the Monroe Civic Center. Referring to the controversy stirred by his gift to Farrakhan, Mayo said, quote, I was flabbergasted that it lasted a whole month, and we are still talking about it. He said, all of this over a $6 key that won't open even a bathroom. Mm. And last week marked the first time Mayo Farrakhan's remark. After spending more than a month dodging questions from local reporters about the subject. Okay. Last month, Mayo expressed frustration that citizens were appalled at his gift to Farrakhan. He also criticized local media outlets for asking him to state his opinion on Farrakhan, but fled the Monroe City Council meeting before reporters could ask him any follow-up questions. Mayo also revealed last week that he had previously given a key to the city to Nuri Muhammad, who is the Nation of Islam student minister. Mayo referred to Farrakhan as Farrakhan's number two guy. Mayor referred to Muhammad, which is Nuri Muhammad, as Farrakhan's number two guy. Farrakhan has led the Nation of Islam since the late 1970s. The Nation of Islam is a black nationalist group which the Southern Poverty Law Center has designated, quote, as a hate group for its racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric. When he met with Mayo last December, Farrakhan made several remarks consistent with his record of accusing whites and Jews of being wicked and violent people who were devoted to oppressing blacks, according to Farrakhan, blacks are inherently superior to whites and Jews. The enemy is so clever, Farrakhan told Mayo, quote, he finds ways to kill that does not attract attention. The old way of white folk was just to shoot you down. You know, today they're a different kind. He has to be more clever to do the things that he does. So be careful. Be careful of who feeds you, because death is coming at us through the water, end quote, by the minister. Speaking to Mayo, who is the third black mayor in the city's history, Farrakhan warned that prominent white individuals or former white elected officials would seek opportunities to remove Mayo from office. Quote, they may be out of office, but they're watching to see you make a misstep so they can put good out and put evil in, said Minister Farrakhan. One more brief part of the article. When Mayo broached the subject last week, Farrakhan's remark as a pep, quote, while we were there, I gave him a key to the city, and he was just flabbergasted, Mayo said. He said some positive things to me and the group there about how they were for me as a mayor who represents not just black folks, but everybody who will watch for missteps, and I think he used the word evil, which would be there to take my place. I didn't notice anything that he said that was not true, said Mayo. Mayo knocked public responses to Farrakhan that compare him to other hate group figures. David Duke, who is a white nationalist and a former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. Mayo also claimed he did not know what the Southern Poverty Law Center was. Neither do I, Mayo. In the wake of the Farrakhan controversy, other Monroe officials said they believe Mayo's gift to such a racially divisive figure as Farrakhan reflected poorly on our city. And with that, we don't care what you think. All praises be to Allah. And yes, Ms. Farrakhan is welcome, as Mayo said, to come back anytime he chooses to, by the grace of Allah. And with that, that is the article. It was, to me, poorly written, of course, with lies and that type of thing, but it's not a surprise from our enemy, because that's his job. That is his job, to defame, right, belittle, lie, and do everything in his power to keep the man of God down and the people blinded. But with Allah's help, we are seeing clear and clear each second of the day because of our you so much. Praises be to Allah.
All praises due to us.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Brother Daniel, would you like to come in? Please give us your insight,
yes,
on what I just read. Yes, sir.
Yes, assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, I want to say, you know, after, you know, hearing this article, it will go into history of our nation. For example, going back to the Day of Atonement 2009, this is the same controversy that the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee had received after giving the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan the keys to the city.
and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and others raised a lot of hell against the mayor of Memphis for giving Minister Farrakhan the keys to the city. That shows you that some of our mayors who are wide awake know who the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, really is, and give him a key to the city. And the mayor of Monroe, Louisiana, what he did, all praise is due to Allah, to give the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan the key to the city. And that shows you how they put our lives on the minister and crucify him like the days of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And, you know, I want to make add another point. For example, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had the FOI out in the street, started coming out in the community back in 2012. It was this one, it's happened here in Chicago. There was this one preacher who was envious when we was in that certain area on 79th Street, tried to drop seeds on our youth against us. And when we were passing out justifiable homicide DVDs and Final Call newspapers, some of them were throwing it in the garbage.
Mm.
And me and another brother found it in the garbage. And we had that situation straightened out. Because my point is this about this certain preacher. What have you done besides being behind the pulpit? Minister Farrakhan has been on the battlefield for 6 years. And he built his nation, his sitting in the seat of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for 41 years. So my point is this: you haven't done nothing, but you scared, you envious of a man who has a beautiful track record of 63-year history in the Nation of Islam and 41 years sitting in the seat of the eternal leader, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So he can't touch that. I rest my mic. Yes.
Praise the speech to Allah. Thank you so much, Brother Daniel. So much.
Excuse me, Sister Pamela.
Yes, sir.
I believe I told some of the members of the group to call in. Mm-hmm. You know, I just want you to be aware.
Yes, sir. We do have some on here, and thank you so much, Brother Daniel, for sharing that. For those that would like to, you know, definitely to make a comment and share what's on your heart, please do push one, and we would definitely be honored to bring you right up in. But until then, Brother Maurice, do you have anything to share with us, sir, on this very, very, yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
You know, we are taught that when the messenger was present, that there was a blackboard that was held, that was in front of the mosque. And on one side, it had the Islamic flag. It had the American flag. And I believe the title or the caption said, "Which one will survive the war of Armageddon?"
Okay.
Now, since you're getting a question like that of which one will survive, so that means that there will be a deadly encounter for both groups, and one group will win and one group will not win. So automatically we should understand that during this war, this battle, that there will be consequences and repercussions, all the negative things that come with that. When the mayor gave the minister a key to the city, And I believe I heard somebody say it wouldn't open no door, because the key to the city was a key not to necessarily a physical door, but it was a key to the hearts and minds of the citizens.
That's right.
That's
right.
What that's what that key was. So if the mayor is giving the minister the key to the hearts and minds of the people, that is letting everybody know, not just us, but everybody know that the message has crept in. And it has crept into to the degree that the mayor, who's supposed to toe the line for the side of the red, white, and blue, deviated. Mm-hmm. And he didn't go with
exactly.
the red, white, and blue. He accepted
yeah.
his own and was trying to be himself. So we
wow.
know that in the Bible, we know in the Bible it talks about that Jesus will come with a government. With a government, and I believe it says a government on his shoulders. So if
yeah.
he's coming with a government on his shoulders, then that means that he is not pleased with the governance by the government of this world.
Right.
He's not pleased with it. So that's why he's coming. I mean, he's not coming to change it. He's not coming to alter it, but he's coming to abolish it. And that means
yeah.
that it's not going to be any longer. It's something that is going away, and you will see
mm-hmm.
it no more. You will see it
mm-hmm.
no more. So what that is, that's letting you know that the governments have failed. They just did not fail us, but hell, they even failed themselves. They failed their own people. And God has had enough of it, and it is time now to tear it all down. Tear it all down, because it is no good and it has no value. It has no value. And the minute that our people wake up and understand that, then the process will move much, much quicker. But because a lot of our people, and I don't know whether we want to say the majority or what, but there's a significant number, I'll say that still believe that the white man is not the devil. They believe
right.
that the white man is God. They believe
mm-hmm.
that when they see the picture of a white Jesus, that they believe that that's their God. When in fact, that is not their God, but that is the symbol. That is the symbol of their brainwash. That is the symbol of them giving their power to the enemy. That's what that is. So when they understand, if they ever actually read the Bible and let it tell you what color that the Jesus is, to let it tell you and understand what the job of that one is, then they will have a corrected sight. But they're not going to have a corrected sight until everything falls. We are taught that Islam comes after everything else has failed. Everything else has failed. So for our people that still have this foolish idea that America is going to live up to its principles when it's according to our, when they figure that out and give that foolishness up, things go way, way quicker. But as the minister said, some is going to come with a word, and some is going to come because they got to get that tail whooped. And once they
mm-hmm.
get that tail whooped, then they'll understand and say, okay, I'm ready to listen now. So with that, I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to rest my mic. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely right. And that's definitely what the key means, that there is a new government that's coming. Not only did he give him one key, but he gave him two keys. So therefore, that means front, back, side door, front door, all of it is going to be eradicated. Allah is coming. God is here to rule. For those that believe, it is a great, beautiful thing. For those that are hard-hearted, disbelievers, hypocrites, etc., it is a dreadful day. So praise be to Allah for the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. Woo! I just got to you. Praise be to Allah. Oh, my God. So with that, if anyone would like to comment and discussing when Janet Mayo came to my city, Monroe, Louisiana, and gave the minister. He sent one key by the our beautiful brother Nuri Muhammad several months ago. Then he brought a key personally with the minister. So therefore, as the article stated, that was true. He brought actually two keys, which that means that the mayor, by the grace of Allah, has denied that he knows who is the man of divinity. He knows who is in authority, and regardless of the backlashes and the criticism that he has definitely received, he is standing by the grace of Allah, and that's beautiful. And I love it, and we support our mayor because he supported our beloved minister. So that's what we're discussing. For those that would like to make a comment on this, please do. Or if you would like to, yes, ma'am, go ahead. Definitely.
I would like to thank the mayor of Louisiana, Monroe, Louisiana, for the bravery of what he did. It's more brave than we would be allowed to know. You know, I'm always all about breaking seals and revealing things. That's my name, Jabrilla. And one of the things that I see in that is the knowledge upon which a 92nd degree Mason would look at that and be able to tell you that what he did was he gave the Honorable Louis Farrakhan permission to come into Monroe, Louisiana, and manage the people, because this is what the Masons do. This is what the Masonic Order does. This is why pastors become a part of the Masonic Order, so that they can manage their own people in the way that those in higher positions of power would have them to do in order for them to stay in that position. So the mayor was very brave. There's something that the Ku Klux Klan believes in, and I thank them for this. I really do. I don't have a problem with it myself. Once you hear it, you won't have a problem with it either. I will ask you to put your minds on the Serenity Prayer. It says, God grants me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, we're not trying to change white people or Caucasian people, and we're not even trying to change the Ku Klux Klan. We want our people to realize what's going on and to accept their own and be their self, because they've long done that. The Ku Klux Klan have a saying, it's America first, preserve racial purity. This is what they believe in. This is what it's all about. I just wish that they would have kept true to that before they brought us over here and raped us and ravaged us and did all the things they did to mix what they call the mixing of the races. Because in the Bible, God said, do not mix the seeds. They have mixed the seeds. And so for them to want racial purity, that's a plus, especially for Muslims, because they're saying, you're going to keep your hands off of me, and I'm going to keep my hands off of you. Your women going to stay over there with you, and your men are not going to come over here bothering our women. You see what I'm saying? Racial purity. You can have that if that's what you want. I don't have a problem with them only wanting to be amongst themselves. The problem is when you don't give us that right. And when I say give us that right, I'm not saying, Mr. Charlie, will you please let me go over here next door and be friends with the black people across the street and all in my neighborhood? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our people have to have that type of love in their hearts for themselves to be able to accept. Did not the scripture say that in the Quran, everything that God said, he's going to bring us one from amongst ourselves? You see, he's going to raise up prophets and messengers for us among ourselves. And then he also says that if you do not listen to them, Noah, prophet Noah, this happened. He said, I'm going to wipe you all out. you're going to all be destroyed. You will all be destroyed. So every time the Honorable Louis Farrakhan comes on the scene and you are persuaded, I'm talking to my people now. I'm not talking to the Caucasian. You're not, I don't worry about you. You're in the hands of God. I don't worry about you. I'm talking to my people. When, every time this black man that's being backed by the God you say you believe in, and right. you turn on him and you speak ill of him, what do you think God thinks about that? That you're allowing yourself, you're not thinking for yourself, like Sister Pamela said. You're not thinking for yourself. You're not reading for yourself. You're not trying to gain any understanding. You're not researching anything. So therefore, who is the blood, whose hands is the blood going to be on at the end of the day? You see? So what they're saying is, what they're saying to God is, we don't want a preacher like us. We don't want a preacher to come from us. Send us this prophet over here, this man. This, I'm showing you how they're worshiping false idols and false gods. Send us Jimmy Swaggart. We'll listen to him. Look at our people now. Send us Benny Hinn. We'll listen to him. He's Chinese. Send us Jimmy Swaggart. We'll listen to him. Send us Joel Osteen. We accept him. Why?
Okay.
Why? If God raised up the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to come and talk to his people, what is it about him that makes him disgust you to the point where you will turn away from who God sent to you? God did not send you Jimmy Swaggart. He sent Jimmy Swaggart to his own people. You got to sit down and be able to decipher the language in order to understand. He did not send Joel Osteen to us. No, he did not. We chose to run over there in his church and be a part of what he was saying. But everything that he says out of his mouth is for the betterment of his own people and his own, what they call nation, which is not really theirs because we were here already. And you go and sit there and you bathe in it thinking that makes you better. It makes you closer to God because you're closer to Caucasian people. No. No. Not when they turn around and do the evil that they do. And they are capable of, they're capable of some good, but they're not doing good. That's the difference. Am I making myself clear? I mean, does that make sense?
That's right.
Why
That's right.
do our people
yes,
look at the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and hate him without a cause? You're in the scriptures when you do that. You're the ones
right.
that God said would be punished because you hated Jesus without a cause. You keep looking for that Jesus of 2,000 years ago. Keep looking for him. Keep looking for him. And then when God comes to you, as it is written that he will, and to judge you for what you did, and then you say, but I didn't know that the Honorable Louis Farrakhan was who you were talking about. No, you're not going to be able to say that because I'm telling you right now
right.
that he is that one, and your government knows that he is the one. I rest my
That's
mic.
Right.
Oh, wow, beautiful sister. Thank you so much for just beautifully laying it out. It's nothing but the truth. And as you said, why they don't, in my humble opinion, the main reason why a lot of us as black people or people don't want to accept the man of God and of authority that Allah, God himself, has put in authority of the universe. Is because he says we must separate from the enemy. That's the main reason.
Right.
Because we're
exactly.
so in love with the enemy. We do not want to think of anything
Come
without
on.
The enemy being in authority of us. That's why they, you know, hate the man's little friend. That's why us as a people don't want to have anything to do with him, because we're so married to the wickedness.
Right.
That we don't
yes.
want to divorce from him. I love somebody. We don't want to divorce. We don't want to be separated.
Come on.
We already go to
come
heaven.
On.
That's right.
We don't want to give up all
yes.
the sin they let us do.
No. Absolutely. That's why we don't want. That's the main reason. Because he said, you must separate from your enemy. And that's why we don't want to separate. That's the main reason. I'm going to pay. I do have, thank you so much, Sister Brother. for those that, yes, ma'am, praises be to Allah. Are online, if you would like to chime in, please push one, and I would be honored to bring you in, and, you know, we would discuss whatever, you know, you want to discuss, or, you know, it's definitely up to you, but nevertheless, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. And for those who are listening through via Blog Talk, I definitely have the chat box open, and you can definitely submit your question or comment through that as well. But I will be reading a bit. Sure. Yes, ma'am.
No, I'm going to wait until you finish. Before I did that, I just was raising my hand. I have a question.
Oh, I was just going to mention. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead with your question. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
I want to ask the question. It's a simple question. Why do our people hate the truth? Why are they so embarrassed when we talk about Caucasian people in the vein that we do, when we tell the truth about the acts that they have committed on us, and they know they did it? They know they committed the acts, and our people know they committed. Why are you so fearful? Why are you so afraid? You think you're going to live forever? You think that God is not going to call your number one day? You know, I don't want to leave this earth knowing that I didn't even try to do what God said that needs to be done. This is why I quoted the Serenity Prayer.
Man.
What peace do you get from accepting things that you cannot change when God did away with the impossible? You could change whatever you want to change. That prayer in itself is so redundant to me. Then you ask for the courage to change the things that you can. It doesn't take courage to change the things that you can change. It takes courage to change the things that you think you cannot change. And the wisdom to know the difference. So my question is, why are we so thin-skinned when it comes to, and I pray somebody call in and answer my question for me. Why are we so afraid to speak out about the injustice that's been done to us and is still being done today?
That's right.
Mike.
Ma'am, great question, sis. Great question. I do have, let's see here, hopefully my computer's not going to access. Okay, we do have an article that was presented to me from New South World, which is a newspaper here in Monroe, Louisiana. Now, and they wrote these things. Some of these things are, they are of the conference that we had when our beloved student protocol brother Verbin asked, you know, that when the minister came, and there was a lot of controversy, et cetera. So therefore, he gave a conference where the report was allowed to come into our study group, and this is what was written. So therefore, I'm gonna read a bit, then we can discuss some of these questions that they had. Et cetera. So we tonight the program we are in, though, and we have, must keep that in mind, at approximately 35 minutes. So, but nevertheless, we will go on with this. So let me put up a couple of these questions. Give me a second here, and we will read a bit of those and discuss what they said, et cetera. Okay. Okay, let me see where I'm going to start. It's kind of lengthy, but I'm going to do the best I can. I had to go behind a curtain and be patted down to enter the worship area of the Nation of Islam study group on Friday. It said it's a policy in place so that no one can bring anything harmful to the worship place, and it applies to everyone. What are y'all truly afraid of, if you curse?
I like that question right there.
Yeah, I do too. So therefore, we can.
I can't wait for my turn to answer it.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, dear beloved sister, you have the mic. You can go right ahead because I will, as I read them, we'll be diving into them and, you know, we'll answer those and then we'll move on to the next. Yes, ma'am. So you can answer.
You know, sometimes I have to just, sometimes I try to refrain from bringing so much fire to the mic.
Right.
We are not afraid of anything. Let that be clear. No Muslim has anything to fear from anyone because we are backed by not a spook God that we've never seen, but a true and living God that manifested himself in the flesh and walked among us, and that's the problem. So when you come into the mosque, okay, what would have happened if they would have had a search procedure down there? Was it South Carolina when that young man, young boy or whatever he was, walked in there and killed those 9 people in that church? Now you have the church doing search procedures. What are they truly afraid of? They are truly afraid because they're worshiping in the house of their enemy. But to ask us what we're afraid of, I tell you, I'm afraid that some of my own people who have expressed hatred for their own kind will come in there and make the mistake of trying to harm one of us, and we just have to take you out. That's what I'm afraid of, that you will be foolish enough that your mind is so overtaken with the things that your slave master has taught you and the things that you listen to and you want to believe it because you don't want to take responsibility for being a whole human being instead of 3/5 of a human being under what their laws claim you as stock, as livestock, as an animal, as a beast. Something to be sold. Don't you know that's why the stock exchange got its name? Because we were the first stock that was sold on Wall Street? Yes, yes. So if we have to fear anything, we fear the minds of our people coming through the door and hearing what we say without understanding. And they have been so twisted into not knowing who they are, who God is, where they are, what they are, that they will come in and try to harm one of us, thinking that they're going to get some clout with them people, thinking they're going to say, oh, look, we had a brave one went in, and they went into one of Farrakhan's mosque and did something to them because they was over there talking that black stuff. Nigga, you got to be out of your mind.
Come on.
Do I sound like I'm afraid?
Right.
I mean, seriously, people, I need for my people to think. We are not afraid of anything. We have to tell you the truth. God has been here and given us the truth and given us orders to tell the truth. That we can't live like this. We shouldn't have never been forced to live like this in the first place. But it was through the same obedience that we show the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, disobedience, that we show God concerning the Honorable Louis Farrakhan today. And they ought to be able to gauge that by how many Caucasian people are following the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. They're not following him to be blind, and they're certainly not following him to do him harm. No, if anyone does him harm, your Bible tells you that it will be one of his own kind that did him harm. Right. We are very aware of that. So, yes, we will continue to have the search procedure. You will come through the doors of Muhammad's mosque nowhere and not be searched. Because we know the control, the MK Ultra mind control that these people have had over you for 463 years. That's a long time to be conditioning someone to kill their own kind, to kill themselves. This is so satanic, I hate to even speak it, but I have to come out and I have to bring my full metal jacket with me. No. To whoever asked that question, we fear none but Allah God. None. That's it. It's for your protection that you don't come into the mosque and harm yourself or be harmed by anyone that's there to love you and to show you peace and to teach you right out of the wrong that you've been taught. And then you come there with all of this grafted mindset of Satan in your head, thinking that you're going to do the devil a favor and take one of us out? I don't think so. No. I don't think so. It's important. So you have to think about that. it's going to come a day. Even your scripture said this search procedure, you're going to need it because they're going to come into the church. They're going to come into the church first. They're going to come at the Christians
right.
first. Caucasian Christians are getting ready behind That's your right. back, behind black people's back. The Caucasian Christian people are getting ready to die because
That's
they
right.
claim Christianity. I want you to think, people, please understand what I'm saying. Caucasian Christian people are getting prepared to die because they chose to follow Christianity. Because it's a false, made-up religion.
Teach.
About the yes. man in our midst today. About
Come
you.
On.
About your children. About us. If I choose a peaceful way of life, then let me live in peace. But the scripture says, when I am for peace, they will be for war.
That's right.
And I'm not turning no other cheek. Ain't no cheek to turn. I done turned all the cheeks, Brother Maurice. Have we not turned every cheek we have?
That's right.
Sister Pamela, Brother Daniel, Come have on. We not turned every
right.
single cheek? We turned
That's
our cheeks.
Style.
We
Let's
turned our grandmama's cheeks. We turned yeah. our children's cheeks. We have turned every single cheek. That we have had.
Right. Yes, man, the cheek turning is over. Those days
cheek
are long gone.
That's over. Let's play it out.
Yes.
That's over
yes.
with. That's over. If you hit me, I'm going to hit you back.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't care where we are. It's going down. I try to be the most dignified and all of that, of course, because that's where I came from, dignity. I'm a dignitary. But don't hit me. Don't put your hands
that's
on
right.
me.
That's right.
So we know we already have experienced some of our own kind. When the government sends one of their agents in, they don't send Caucasian people in. They know they can't. They
That's
send
right.
one of us that are dumb devils. They send a dumb devil
right.
in. They send their dumb devils in amongst us to destroy what we're trying to do for ourselves and our children and for God. And all we want to do is live amongst each other in peace. I rest my mind.
That's right. That's right.
Beautiful, sister. Crazy. See to God.
Wow. Pamela?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, I want to. I got something to say.
Yes, sir.
You know, I want to go into what the Muslims believe. Point number 9. We believe that offer of integration is a hypocritical, and it is made
yes.
by those who are trying to deceive the black peoples. And to believing that their 400-year-old oppressors of freedom, justice, and equality are all of a sudden their friends. Furthermore, we believe that such deception is intended and to prevent black people from realizing that the time in history has arrived for the separation from the whites of this nation. If the white people are truthful about their professional friendship towards a so-called Negro, they can prove it by dividing up America with their slaves. We do not believe that America will be able to furnish enough jobs for her own millions of unemployed, in addition to jobs for the 20 million black people as well.
That's
you know, I want to say this,
mm-hmm.
you know, those who love the devil, meaning the slave master's children, the son and the daughter, integration is a hypocritical trick. You know, those who want to marry the slave master's son and daughter, we're
mm-hmm.
not teaching, hey, we just putting actual facts. We trying to tell you, accept your own and be yourself. But
That's
you
right.
want to go along to get with our 400-year-old open enemy. And you think that everything is all right. We can hold hands, be with their sons and daughters and produce children with straight hair, blue eyes, et cetera, et cetera. No, we might think, you know, no, you're a fool. You're going to use dialogue right along with them because those who don't like the integration, referring to the Ku Klux Klan and the skinheads and average white people, they are not going to like that integration.
That's right.
They can say these Negroes can holler, Farrakhan teach hate and all that. No, he teaches actual facts. And I want to say this before I rest my mic, going into history, when they said, when they did that documentary on the nation back in the 1950s called The Hate Produced, that's why, no, we don't produce no hate. We just showing actual facts why we call you the devil, because of your, not because of your skin color, because your deeds and your actions and your history that is written.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
I rest
Thank
my
you.
Mic. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you for bringing that front across. We definitely, that was beautiful, Brother Daniel. The next question.
I want to add something to that, Sister Pam.
Sure. Okay. Yes, sir. Please.
Thank you. You know, as I had stated earlier, when I was saying that, you know, Jesus, as he comes with a government. So just as when you're in America or you're leaving America and you're coming back into America or any country, they're going to search you at the gates, at the borders, so that you don't bring anything in to the environment that is against the law.
Right.
Well, we are the nation of Islam. So when you come and you pull into the parking lot and, you know, you see the brother greet you at the car and you're coming into the door, you're crossing a boundary. You just left the United States of America and now you're in the nation of Islam. And if you're in the nation of Islam, there's rules, there's orders, there's regulations that do not know. So you can't come into our nation with any of those things, even the cigarettes and even the weapons, we're having it. So in order to be accepted in, you got to come correct, just like you go to any country. In order to be accepted in, when you're at that border, you got to come correct. If you come from Mexico into America, you're going to be waiting on that long line that everybody see on TV, waiting on that long line so that they can search you. So if you don't have a problem being searched when you're coming into America, then maybe you should not have a problem being searched when you come into our nation, when you come into our borders, because everything don't go. Now, you've accepted or you've grown, but you are not coming here carrying something that we do is a no-go. If it's against the rules, it's against the rules, and you're not coming in here, wait, you have to take that back out. You have to take that back out. So you will respect the rules and regulations of every independent free nation. And that's what we are. We have our own system. We have our own laws. We have our own rules and regulations. We have our own culture that is not dependent upon the culture of America. So, no, when you come here, you will be searched or you won't get in. And I rest my mic.
Praise be to Allah. Absolutely beautiful, Brother Murray. Absolutely beautiful. You have to follow rules, and you won't be accepted. It's simple as that. And with that, we do have another part of this article that the new staff wrote, and some of this, from my understanding, I will share it with student coordinator of our study group, and I'm going to discuss some of these things that they said, which, to my understanding, are not the whole truth. And when I get the answers from him, I will come back, inshallah, whenever he grants us to be on this platform again. But the next part of the news article was, quote, once I sat down a man asked me to move to the other side of the aisle because they separate the church by gender. She describes our study group at the church. After I moved, multiple other women sat on the man's side. Why is it different for me? Is it because I'm white? From my understanding, yes, as a nation of Islam and its protocol, sisters are directed or instructed to sit on one side. Men are on the other side. And from my understanding, everyone but then I saw as a gender was sitting, all the females that I saw was sitting on the women's side, and the men was sitting on the men's side. If there was a reason that maybe some more had came in, there may have been all the chairs, and I have found it at different situations where, yes, usually men are with the men, women are with the women, but if there aren't enough chairs, instead of disrupting the whole live conference, there may have been one or two chairs and women may have come in later and been sit there. I can't say that is particularly what happened that day. I will share this article with my brother, inshallah, like I said, get back to you all with the truth, because we stand on the truth. If I make a mistake, it is for me to come back in public. If it wasn't public, this definitely is in public, and to correct my mistakes. But from my understanding, that if that was if that actually happened, that was the only reason, because it was animal seat on the women's side. It didn't have anything to do with your color, because at that time and place, which usually you are allowed in there, but on this occasion, because the teachings are far and foremost for black people to raise them first, and then ultimately, as the minister said, that white people will know why they have been created, he will have an open forum to teach those. But as of now, yes, the Nation of Islam only accepts black people because we are the most indentured need and most mentally and socially and everything else at the bottom of the totem pole. But with that question, as you stated, she said that some women, quote, was supposed to be allowed on the women's side, and she was asked because of her whiteness. As I said, I will talk to the brother, and we will get back to that particular statement that was made by a reporter in this article. Thank you. The next one is, quote, she says, everyone I spoke with was unfailingly kind and polite. After the event, I complimented a woman's bright blue heels, and she hugged me. You hugged me one time and called me the devil the next time. Are you some fruit? So it seems like this insistence. Oh, my God. Crazy detail, though. I don't know what woman is she is she referring to. I got to find out who allegedly had on blue shoes, or light, what you say, bright blue shoes. That particular, all jokes aside, though. Let me digress from my listening here. But I will try to find out and see who was this with blue shoes. Give me her love. She's
a fan. Can I
answer?
I heard Malcolm X say that white people smile, and it don't go no farther than they face when they're looking at us. And he said, and we smile, and it don't go no further than our face. What that means? That means is when they smile, that smile don't mean nothing, but we know what's behind you. And so when smile to you, you don't mean we your buddy, we your friend, we being, you know, we a spoon coon. That ain't what that means. That ain't what that means at all. So the Quran says, fight with those who fight with you until they say peace.
Yeah.
So if you smile and we smile, that's all it is. But when you want to trump it up, then we're going to trump it up right with you. That's all it is. Don't take it as we being soft on you. No. No, don't take it like that. We're nowhere near confused. But we have, as I said before, laws and regulations that govern how we act.
how mm-hmm. we respond, when we do, when we don't do. So that's why you're confused. And with that, I'll rest my mind.
Yes, sir. Also, the Honorable Mills, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, teaches us to respect and treat all people with dignity, regardless of their color, creed, mm-hmm. class.
That's right.
Hello. Yes, he does. And even a stranger, as he said, if you act. So therefore, whether you're white, black, blue, or green, if you are acting, if you aren't doing anything that's disrespectful to us, we are taught to treat you with dignity and respect, just as that. Praise be to Allah.
You
okay.
Know, I want to know who yes, that is ma'am. That has the light blue shoes, because I'm going to need some for the spring. All jokes aside, I would say to that dear lady who got confused with being hugged that her identity didn't change because she got a hug from someone that you claim teaches hate. See,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't get a hug from somebody that's been taught hatred for a person. They're not going to break their protocol to do that, to hug you because why? And then it could have been a situation where just her presence among us mm-hmm. was bearing witness to the truth that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, that if we were to allow Caucasian people in the mosque, we'd be back in chains overnight.
That's right.
Because yeah. we will always, because we some of us will take the devil back. That did not make her deceiving, her behavior deceiving because she hugged you. She was showing you an act of kindness, one that you probably didn't even deserve, to come back
right.
and make a statement such as, this woman is confused because she hugged me one minute and then called me the devil the next. Well, guess what? When we got here, when the ones that were brought over here from the motherland got here, you tortured and raped and beat us the whole way. Not one
That's
of
true.
Their women, not one Caucasian woman, when we stepped off those slave ships, walked up and hugged us and said, it's going to be all right. I'm going to talk
That's
to
right.
my husband tonight, and he won't beat you tomorrow. Not a one. So I commend that sister for reaching out. With us knowing the history that we know of the devilish behavior of those people, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "You cannot fathom the depths of wickedness that is in them. That's awful
That's
deep."
Right.
So
That's
a
right.
smile, a hug, that doesn't mean anything. It's the behavior that you have acted upon. It's the behavior that you still act upon. And I understand why the sins of the fathers visit the children, because they are still teaching their children to hate a people that have never hated them, just in
That's
the name
right.
of tradition. We traditionally kill these people and look at them as if they're nothing. So for the sister to have done that, that was a very, very kind gesture. No, she's not confused. She's just got a really, really good heart. I rest my
That's
mind.
Praise be to
God. Are there any more comments pertaining to this particular?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise. Yes, sir. Definitely. Go ahead, brother.
I'm going to be brief. That's a prime example, when some of our people who were accused of the Nation of Islam would not let white people in. And they would say, oh, that's hate. But I want to say this, in the Supreme Wisdom, they said, Supreme Wisdom lessons, they say, you love the devil. Why? Because the devil gives you nothing.
That's
you know, that's a, you know, that is a shame of our people with that mentality, being blind, deaf, and dumb, turned thoroughly inside out by our 463-year-old open enemy who broke us down for 64 years to be a Negro 1555 to 1619, that's 64 years to bring us down to be a Negro. You know, that is, you know, I'm not saying it's a shame, but it's a total disgrace of our people who think like that. Because if the Savior come 9,000 miles to teach one, a Georgia-born black man, for 3.5 years
right.
with only a fourth grade education, and that Georgia-born black man became the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the exalted Christ, raised up that black man and woman who was from a junk pile and made Mighty FOI, Mighty MGT, GCC, and raised a man who's in our midst, his star witness, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So therefore, we're not teaching hate. We're just teaching actual facts. Their forefathers written their history of what they have done to our people, raped, castrated, lynched, and murdered our people. So you can't accuse the Nation of Islam of hate, because as us in the nation, we wouldn't put no swastika signs on the synagogue or attack white folks, gays, and Catholics.
Right.
So that's not on our track record. So they have to, you know, they have to miss us with that same line that they use about us. I don't know how many years since we have existed amongst the black people for 88 years. You know, I'm going to say this, before I close on this, I'm going to say this. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Negro, you better wake up and smell the coffee. Because his time is already up. Look at Trump. He's a liar. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, he's going to make America into a abyss of hell. And Clinton, she's no damn better. Like, you know, like she called our people who were involved in crime, et cetera, super predators. You dumb Negroes want to vote for this cracker woman. She's on the same doggone coin as with President Trump. So, you know the old saying, the pot can't call the kettle black. You all just don't realize what you voting in the office. The best vote is you better vote for God.
That's
not
it.
No messenger or no spook God. You better vote for a living God who came in the person of Master Father Muhammad.
That's right.
And you better fall into Muhammad's ranks or die or suffer dire consequences. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. It just shows their inability to be able to change. Now the poor sister is confused because she hugged somebody. Oh my God. That's why the messenger said you cannot fathom the depths of the wickedness that's in them.
And that sister who got kicked out of office, what's her name? The one that got kicked out of office,
when she was saying something about the minister.
Look what happened to her. Even though she was loving the devil, look what happened to her. She crying like a baby.
Yes. Because she got tossed back to her own people after denouncing the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, and then they tossed her out the door right to the lions.
Yes, she better wake up and smell the doggone coffee.
That's right. It is a boom. Great, because you're absolutely right. I'm going to play a little sidebar here. As the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated, why do our people love the devil? Because he gives them nothing. Okay, but our people in their mind, they're saying, oh, yes, sir. The devil gives us something. We have, keep it real. We have food stamps. We have lower income housing.
The devil don't make me laugh.
Right. Oh my
we get
God.
To eat chitlins all Christmas. We get hog guts for Christmas.
That's the reason I must close this, but that's the reason that they're so upset with the quote unquote President Trump being in it, because they wanted Hillary Clinton, and they feel like, oh my God, my angel, she's not in office anymore. What are we going to do, Master? Because she's going to give us things. She's going to continue to snap us. You know, that's their mindset, is what I'm saying. Praise be to God.
The only thing the devil can give you is hell.
Yes, ma'am. That's true, but they, you know, as Elijah Holmes said, they're so deceived because they have our people think that what they give us is a bit of heaven, but it's the opposite of what you really can get if you submit to the Allah and the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Holmes. As he said, come follow me, my people, with Allah, and
come
you
on.
Will be successful. Bye. With that, all praises I do to Allah.
Oh,
yes, it is. And I just want to thank Allah personally to the world, as I always try to do, Lord, not only with words, but with my deeds, the best I can. Thank Allah so much for coming in person, Master Fadarat Muhammad, because he has saved my life and saving it each and every day. Because without these teachings, I wouldn't have a thing to say, a reason to get up, a reason to look beyond my circumstances and push
right.
further. I like to thank him personally for coming to save me and my people who will submit. And with that, thank you all. I feel the income. Are there any closing words before we close? Yes, ma'am. Then we have a couple of minutes. But
I'm
I just
always
want to,
thankful
you know,
to be here yes, amongst ma'am. The believers. It's always an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be with the defenders of Farrakhan and to be able to defend this, to be able to actually open your mouth and defend such a man, the man of God that God has in our midst. And I'm getting to a place where every time I say God, it makes me have to give the mathematics of it. Such a man of such force and power, who is backed by the master of force and power. So I just want to thank you all for me, for allowing me to be here. I have some news to share with you, but I dare not do it over the phone. No, I'm going to be wiser, and it will put the lid on a lot of things, I promise you. So I greet you in the nations of Greece. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you so much. Yes, this is our honor to have you. We are so very honored and just love you. We just love you. So thank you
thank
for
you.
Honoring us with the
thank
gift
God.
That Allah has definitely given to you. Brother Dan, you know we love you. Every time we call, that soldier comes right on to the front, and I'm like, oh my God, that's not a day that I haven't
yeah.
called him, and he didn't show up and ready in the name of Allah to do whatever he could. To stand up and be the FOI that we love so much. Thank you, Brother Dan.
You're welcome.
Brother
and
Murray.
I want to thank you very
go
much.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Were you finished, sir?
No, I was saying, you know, thank you for that compliment, and I'm thankful, you know, to defend our nation and the man that I miss. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I will go to war by those detractors and those enemies of Farrakhan, by all means.
Praise be to Allah. Beautiful. And thank you, co-host, brother Maurice Malaka Tensley, to bless you and thank you for all the hard work that you do when we aren't on air, when you do when you're not feeling well, when you do when you have other family and obligations and jobs and you name it, you do it. So we thank you, love you for that. All praises are due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Praises are due to Allah. And with that, I'm going to say a prayer. Hopefully, they won't cut us off, but thank you all. We're going to give honor and glory and praises to Allah because there's no one else worthy. And with that, let's please go into prayer. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the master, the day of requital, be the reserve, be the beseech for help, or Allah guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, and not the path of those whom wrath is brought down, and of those who go astray after they have heard thy teaching. Amen.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Thank you all.
Alaikum salam.
Alaikum salam.